Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the ASAP with the Rocket League podcast. I'm joined by Wabs the Napster, and I'm your host, Rob the Rizzler. I hope you're doing well.
I didn't think that's how you were going to just introduce yourself. That's beautiful.
Well, listen,
oh, I love that.
I guess
I'm only
like,
calling you Rob the Rizzler from now on, by the way.
This is not good.
That's your official name.
You know what's even worse? Like, I'm really tempted to just make that the title of the episode. But like, I feel like I'm crossing some professionalism bound. Like, okay, anyway, for reference, if you want to know that story, listen to our latest pre-show on the Patreon. Or listen to that pre-show and then go back to the RNK episode where we cover
the pre-show.
I believe that was like a crazy episode that we did. I don't even remember which one it is. You'll have to find it. You want the lore, okay? All right, you gotta
deep
play
into the archives.
The ASAP Weekly ARG or whatever, that's what you got to do. But speaking of patrons who get to know the inside joke, which you might not get to know, and they get the show ad-free, let me thank them right now. And by right now, what do I mean, Waps?
A couple seconds while you pull up the list, because we're on top of things here. We know what we're doing.
All right, so let me thank Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Aru, Young Slug, and PK. I hope all of you are doing well, and thank you for your continued support.
You really had that falsetto in mind since we talked about it, eh?
Hey, listen, I've never referenced a pre-show as much as this one, all right? We are shilling the same... We're doing the equivalent of every record, music company in the 2000s, hearing Avril Lavigne or Green Day for the first time, and be like, let's just do that, but poppier. more inside references. I hope you're enjoying this show, because this is what you're gonna get. There is no script. Well, there is a script actually for this one, because things have happened.
True.
But we're gonna get to it eventually, but you know how we like to do this, okay?
Yeah, Rob the Rizzler is gonna go out and do what he wants.
All right, I'm gonna Rizz the whole scene. Actually, if I had any Rizz, okay, everyone in the scene would actually listen to us. You know, I think that's really the problem.
What do you mean? We already have the entire scene listening to us.
Listen, you know what? You're kind of not wrong, but the point that I was trying to make is that I feel like this is the reason I've never been to a live event before. Okay. Cause like I would just get up there, start talking, sweet talking people, and just like we wouldn't know what to do, right? Like we become successful enough to contemplate quitting our job, quit our jobs, and then immediately bankrupt, and it would be a terrible idea. So I want to avoid that, So I feel like that's why I've never been at a live event,
Yeah.
Except for that dream hack, but we weren't known yet then, right?
No. We were still small time then. Very different era.
Just a small town girl. So with that in mind, different era. Yeah. Different era. Actually, was it a different era? Was that the combo? No, it was like way past the combo. I feel like the combo era. Okay. This is, just side note. Okay. This is like definitely how like people like remember things from their childhood and nostalgia and stuff, right? Where they like imagine this thing to be some like immense thing. But I feel like the combo era started way sooner than we thought it did, and it was not as long as we thought it, or at this point it was. I don't know if that's fair to say, Wabs.
So it started way earlier, yes, because it started on episode like three, episode and two. I thought it started episode two. I don't like.
Is it not episode two? Yeah, episode one. We did.
Is.
Yeah, I think it is episode two.
Like that's how early it was, and I thought that we were doing that for like half a year beforehand, and I think that's only because of the deep secret lore that nobody knows about. But still,
wait,
like I really the prior show.
What secret lore? Wabs, like everyone knows ASAP. That we started from Rocket League.
Yeah.
And we've just done Rocket. We actually we've don't do any Rocket other League. Shows.
No.
I've never done another podcast. I've just done Rocket League for 5 years. Or no, almost
don't
five go, years.
Don't look into the wherever you're listening this. And don't click on the ASAP Weekly network. Don't question the network part. It's just Rocket
yeah,
League.
Yeah, yeah. It's a redundant business strategy to make us sound more professional, okay? But
yeah. Don't look into it.
I've never produced any failed card game podcast multiples of Runeterra Artifact.
Multiple times, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that definitely didn't happen.
The new and upcoming ASAP Weekly card game podcast where we're just gonna do Hearthstone and Magic until one of them die. Actually, I'd probably do Yu-Gi-Oh. No one wants that. Don't look up the Pokemon podcast or no. The Zelda podcast that doesn't exist. Actually, I need to release that episode. We had a pretty good episode in episode two. I was it was so funny because it was like it was hyped up, and then because they hyped it up in the first episode, like, hey, we want to talk about this, and then mm-hmm. we get to the second episode and they just trash the game. They're like, this is the worst Zelda, don't play this. They just wanted to be Dragon Quest and they failed. There it is, I summed it up. Actually, you don't have to listen to it now. So speaking of which, listening, you're probably here to listen to some Rocket League, right? And so in order to do that, I'm gonna hand it over to myself, because I've been playing some Rocket League. Wabs,
oh my god, have you?
Yeah, do you like that bait and switch? That's just like how I play the game, you know? Think I'm going one way, then boom!
Think right? it's a boom. Pass? No. You know what you're... This is the upgraded Lazero. Upgraded to Rob the Rizzler. That's why the name has changed.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. The reputation tarnished. Okay, so I will use Rizzler, but we're not doing Rob the Rizzler because like... You know, I don't want to lose my job over a misconception, okay?
I don't think you get to choose what your nickname is.
So it's ASAP Weekly one word, right, Wabs? Oh my goodness. So inside reference. This is not good.
So upgraded from Lazero to Rob the Rizzler, and upgraded from if I don't know what I'm doing, my opponents can't know, to I know what I'm doing, so my opponents don't know. You've upgraded. I'm proud of you.
Rizzler is here, I guess.
La Rizla.
Oh man, I gotta say I love doing these podcasts. All right.
So explain your game. Explain
seriously. Okay, so last we left off, Wabs like played with me, I think day of or whatever.
The day like immediately after we got off of recording and then played the game.
Yeah, so we played, and then because the whole joke was like I got C1 and then Wabs managed to bring me down to Diamond D3.
Yep.
And so I stayed there for the whole week, but then I've nice. Pushed myself back up to C1. So there you go.
Congrats.
I know Wabs is disappointed. But other things that I feel like I felt, I managed to score, and I kid you not, okay. Mm-hmm. Like it was the beginning of a game, and you know how sometimes you just get the perfect pop-up. It wasn't intentional. I'm gonna be like clear and honest, but like I'm on my like own third, all right. Ball comes to me, pops, but it pops off like pretty fast in the air, so it's like a nice arc, but it's not hitting the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I follow it perfectly. I get that flip reset. I get a flip reset that's kind of going towards the backboard. So yeah, I follow it up all the way very nicely. I get the flip reset. I wait, and then I hit the ball, okay? On the on the first, like the first flip, right? Like as I'm flipping. I'm doing my reset.
Flip, with the flip.
With my reset. I'm upside down. I'm hitting it, okay?
Oh, no. Okay, to get the reset, yeah.
No, I've already gotten the reset, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm falling with the ball. You with me?
Yes.
We painted the image, okay?
Yeah. You've right, reset squishy, the air dribble.
Squishy season, whatever, right?
You're back to the air dribble with this, yeah.
I'm not air dribble. Well, no, I'm doing like the am I going to hit or am I not, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, back to the air dribble.
Just and I would assume that I would be able to air dribble at that point, okay. which I am not good enough.
Okay.
But maybe one day I was. Anyway, I'm falling down beside it. I hit it into, and their defense goes to block it. But as I hit it, like my trajectory puts me above the defense. So off this flip reset, they block it, and then I dunk on them right away and score. Oh my goodness. Oh, I was so bummed.
Gorgeous.
And it was the beginning of the game, and I just absolutely, I had like a 700-800 point game and just destroyed. Like,
oh my god, you actually kept it going? I love
well,
that.
It was really funny too, because like I had other game, and like this is the kind of thing. It's like once I get rolling, it's like usually me destroying, and this is gonna kind of sound bad for C1, but it's usually me just like lottie dying around and then being like, oh, everyone's out of position. I just gotta hit them.
Yeah.
because like C1s start to think more independently. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they think they know, it's not that they know better, but like if you have three individual people that instead of just kind of doing this typical rotation, they start to think a little differently, then there's just times there's off, two or three. Yeah,
they're
for better or worse, right? Like because like there's a count. Actually, this is a great discussion we can get into here, but
ooh.
But I guess that's kind of my point is that sometimes I just feel like I get a lot of opportunities where I just gotta hit the ball into the net, I'll score.
Yeah,
as long as you hit it hard enough and with somewhat accuracy. But this is the interesting thing is because I don't think that's necessarily wrong to start cutting people off. The difference is the higher level players, they'll be better at reading the more sporadic, less patterned movements. And that's my theory, at least. There you go.
It's not even necessarily that. It's a weird thing of the cutting off is expected within the rotation based on where the ball goes through the 50. Because it's usually like after a 50, you'll cut someone off because it's like, oh, the 50 came back to me, so I'm going to go again. But That's the thing, and I think that's what's lost in people that are trying to figure out that state, like pretty much what I just said there, where when like up until champ one ish, up until champ for sure, it's just 1, 2, 3. You hit the ball, you move on. Next person hits the ball, moves on. Like you do that, and you're probably winning. Like, you're better at rotating than the vast majority of people.
If you rotate back post, regardless of what's happening on the field,
you're a better rotator than 90%.
You're probably and just don't go the same. Like, if the ball's on one side, don't go on that side. Go like do the cut across. It takes a couple of times because you're like not used to it yet. Mm-hmm. But like when you ingrain it and you're like, okay, the ball is in the left corner, I'm going to start rotating to the right corner, that'll get you to champ. But anyway, continue.
But then once you get to champ, you're like, oh, let's start to mess with it a little bit because people are starting to learn how to 50, how to be there. Rotations are getting
I think
quicker.
They're just bored. I'm going to be honest.
They're also bored. People get really bored. And you have like some people who peaked in like C3 or GC that have now dropped back and are really mad. Really mad about where they are. They're like, I'm better than all of you. So they're just going to go and cut constantly regardless of what they do. And it's like a weird mishmash of people just kind of existing in the same place. And because of all of these things that are going on, you have to do a lot more individual play, and you can't be like, hey, let's just 1, 2, 3 rotate. I'm going to sit in a defensive position. I can now do mechanics, so I don't want to do that because that's boring. Like all of those things are happening. And what ends up happening there is cutting off ends up working because speed is a lot more important. Being first to the ball matters a lot more. If you're first to the ball, you can do something with it, hit it around an opponent. You're actually thinking about dekes. You're thinking about being able to pass it to a teammate, hit it off of the wall so that you can hit it again, maybe because you can do that now. You're a champ player. Oh my God, you've done some sort of double tap once in your life. so all of these things that are happening allow you to hit the ball twice. Pretty much. You hit the ball once and then, oh, look, I'm here in the same position to hit it again, whether or not that was intentional. And people need to learn how to adapt to like possession plays, pretty much individual possession plays, and that's like the big I'm pretty sure it's been a minute, but I'm pretty sure that's the big thing that like happens in C1 through kind of C3, as all of those individual possession plays get a lot better and people get more like affluent with it, and higher mechanical skill.
Ooh, allows them to do it more.
I know, big fancy words, right? So the higher mechanical skill lets you do that more and more and do it in different
students
places.
Students are going to make fun of you.
Wait, who are students? Oh, absolutely.
No, I kid. You know what actually happens? Okay, this is a side tangent real quick. What actually is going to happen? They're going to be like, oh, what does that word mean? Like, that's actually what's going to happen.
And then they're going to make fun of me.
Yes. But yes, continue your thoughts. Sorry, I broke your focus here.
No, I was pretty much done with it. Where like the C3s or higher up, you're doing those two touches off of the wall, or actually going for like a dribble play into the wall, so you can get some sort of air dribble setup, or maybe even a catch in the air if you're feeling like particularly peaky at the moment, or maybe go for a double tap or whatever else. And learning how to rotate around all of those things, those individual skills, and the increased speed of play for sure, is what's happening from what I've seen in that area, where it feels cutty. Everybody does cut. A lot of people don't know what they're doing. People will just hard commit in as second man when it's still the first man's position, because they're not aware that like, oh, that person still has a play on the ball. It's still their ball. People will not go in because they expect the person to go again. And then it's just like, oh, wait, no, they went for a bump. And now that we just gave up possession for no reason. So it's those weird things that are that interplay that's going on among each other, amongst us. And just kind of like whether or not you figure out how your teammates are playing is like whether or not you win the game most of the time.
Okay. No, I think that's fair. So with all this being said, I suppose one thing that I did want to mention, and I don't know if I want to say it, but no, Kirsten and I were talking a couple of weeks back. We were talking about kind of like different ranks and like what are the things that you expect on that rank like to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I swear, because you brought me into D3, they do not go challenge on defense.
There's a fear.
So as much as like C1, you have this thing where people like actually clash into each other because they're cutting rotations more. In D3, it's pretty bad. I got so mad. If I can do a full loop of a half field before you go forward, I will go in front of you. Like that's what I'm having.
Yep. D3, D3 defense is where people think they're good. And they're like, oh, I see people shadowing, and then they don't know how to shadow. So they never actually push, like creep closer to the ball and cut off opportunities for the opponents. Mm-hmm. So they're just sitting there like half field forward while the other person has a dribble. And you're like, why aren't they hitting the ball at the net? Hit the ball at the net. You have to hit the ball at the net. It's not on me to force you to do that. You're the one that takes the shot. So it's just expecting the other person to mess up, kind of like throw away their offense. And then they'll just collect the ball, because that's what always happens. Just because like there isn't the 1v1 practice to get out of D3 pretty much. But then you're looking at it like after going down, you're like, why aren't they challenging that? They're just rolling the ball in front of them. That's a free 50.
It's one of those things where like, because you don't expect anyone to be able to challenge it, you don't worry about it. And so the reason, I guess, when you rank up from D3 to C1 that people are starting to cut, like it's gonna punish D3 players who aren't used to expecting a challenge at that time.
No, absolutely.
So I think that's kind of the idea behind that. Yeah. Okay, I like this. Great little discussion here. We're so good at this, Wabs. Speaking of being so good at this, Wabs, you have like a number of topics you actually brought to the show, which is kind of not in your job description. So I'm kind of surprised that you've put in the extra effort.
Yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
Mr. Host. So anyone who listens to this episode and they're like, wow, there was actually stuff they had to talk about, you can thank Wabs. What do you want to start with, Wabs?
I'm going to continue with this discussion a little bit.
I didn't tell you to take over the show. I told you to bring in your new, you know, topics, but sure. No.
This is one of the topics that you told me to bring in. You just forgot about it because...
Well, but you made it like seem like it was... You're trying to make it seamless, okay? And I don't like you... Listen, there's only one thing I'm good at, all right? And it's transitions, okay? And I don't like you taking away my ability to transition. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Listen, you're the one that did it. You took it away yourself. You could have been like, all right, now, what about like, what about your week in Rocket League, Wabs? Let's stop talking about me and D3 and C1 over here. What about
your
week?
Listen, you think someone with the name Rob the Rizzler cares about other people? I do not think so, Wabs.
The true Riz is caring about other people, by the way. Just gonna...
And okay, so time pause, and this is why the irony of a pre-show is hilarious to me, because it's me just being a good person that has created the situation in the pre-show. Continue.
Yes. So my week in Rocket League so far has been or my past two, let's say, because this is the first mm-hmm. time that's happened, was that couple minutes that we played after the last show. Mm-hmm. Like the three to five games or hour ish that 2 hours, I don't know, however long that we played for after our previous show 2 weeks ago. I haven't played mm-hmm. the game since because I've been very busy and I was very sick for a week, which is why there was a podcast, an episode
better, by the way. There
the
was cost. Excuse me, no, Messi and I did, wait, is it Messi? I'm very confused now. The timeline. No, it was Messi and I who did an episode last week. Which great episode, okay. By the way. You go check it out.
Oh, okay.
Wabs, if you listen to the show, you know, okay?
Listen, I listen to the show if I think there is one. I wasn't told. But yeah,
that's true. Okay, that's actually all totally on me. Continue. I did not promote it not nearly enough this week.
That little bit that we did play, I had a big epiphany because we were playing beginning of season-ish. So mm-hmm. these were the my first games of the season, but we were a week or so in. So all of the people that were like, you know, GC-ish the prior season had already left. Like they'd already gotten back to GC because it's been a week. Like people that are GC are going to be back in GC by the time. But I was still playing with my like minus 150 or 100 MMR that you expect from a normal rank reset up in that spot. I'm playing in C2-ish, vibing, chilling, having a great time, bringing you up so that we can bring you back down to Diamond 3.
I know, you really pulled the wool over my eyes. Continue.
Yeah. You had no idea what was happening, even though we like literally said it multiple or a couple minutes before. So we were just playing.
Story, Wabs. The story is more important.
You had no idea. So we were just having some fun. It was a good session. But what I realized is that, like, I realized something about playing down at that moment. Sorry, this is probably about C2. This is just something that C2s do. But then you were like, no, this is just about playing down. And I was like, oh my God, you're so right. And I thought about it a little bit more and thought, looked into, or, you know, examined how I was feeling. And what ended up, what this epiphany that I had in the moment was, is that I had been playing down wrong the entire time prior to this moment. And like all of my issues with playing down, I think, I haven't actually tested this, so we'll find out. But I think that a lot of the issue has been I just refuse to play down, basically. And then what ends up happening is because I'm doing things that are like expected and more correct in a higher rank where people are expecting like certain level of mechanics and certain level of passing and certain level of rotations. That ends up being wrong because your teammates are in the wrong spots because they're expecting the lower level. Like you're playing as a GC1, they expect a C3, they're going to play around a C3. The GC1 pass comes out and they're like, wait, why is the ball in mid? What happened here? And just kind of you throw away your possession and offense because you're like, why is nobody there? But they're like, why is the ball there? And it's just that problematic thing, which can like push you down a lot more. It ends up being like really tilting because you're like, why are my teammates in the wrong spot all the time? Wait, they're lower than me. Of course, they're in the wrong spot all the time. But that bit happens and you look at it and you're like, oh man, this is really annoying. And that's part of the problem that I've always had with playing down. When we were playing, my eyes opened. Completely different. I saw Nirvana and I understood the flow state. It wasn't just I was in it, I understood it. And that was the difference. Never had this before. And what I saw was, wait, I don't have to look at my teammates like they're doing things that are stupid and wrong and, you know, that they should be doing in C2 or wherever. I have to look at my opponents like they're doing that. And what ended up happening like a couple seconds after, like, I swear to God, it was the same game. What ended up happening is you were challenging the opponent, or you had the ball. No, you were challenging the opponent with the ball on their back left corner, top corner, like absolutely at the top. The opponent ends up with some sort of possession. Ball is slowly rolling out across, way over the net. It's not even going to be a potential threat no matter what happens, unless this guy hits it. And I'm like, that guy's going to hit it. There's no way this guy as a C2 looks around the field, sees this, and is like, this person every single time hits it 100% of the time. So I pre-jump him and I'm like, he's going to hit it here, because all he can do as this person of C2 rank is going to just flip out and it's going to go exactly to the spot. And I'm pre-jumps way like 3 seconds early, and I'm just in the spot. He hits it directly to me. It's in their net. And this was a couple minutes after I had that realization of, you have to expect the opponents to be doing the things that your teammates are also doing. Just play down, play up on your opponents, dunk them all the time. You know what they're going to do. They're doing the level one thing for you. They're doing super basic, like no thought, head empty, unga bunga me hit ball types things. And you can just always beat them because they're not even looking at you. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know who you are.
Actually, oh my goodness. This is getting to the crux of it. That's what it is. It's they literally, they're like every teenager in their own world.
It's exactly what it is. And you can just abuse it. It's incredible. And this doesn't matter what rank you are. You're just better than the opponents. You're also probably like messing up your teammates' rotations by being in the wrong spot because you're in the higher level correct spot. But that doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about you being in the wrong spot for your team, because you can get back. You're probably also better at recovering. You're better at like going to the right spot. You're better at boost management. So don't worry about what you're doing wrong for this rank. Just worry about what the opponents are doing wrong and make fun of it. Take advantage of them. Don't get mad at your teammates. That was my epiphany.
It's like, I think the big thing that like to take away from this conversation is that you have to look at your progress up very differently from your progress down.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, I think what's important is that when you're playing in a rank that you have been before, you have to realize that they don't have the knowledge you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so what that allows you to do is just be like, okay, well, if they don't have the knowledge that we have, that means
I can use my knowledge.
Yes. To get
that I've gained.
What am I trying to say here? I lost my thought halfway through that conversation.
You can use the knowledge that you've gained, the experiences that you have against similar scenarios.
Yes. And then if you're going up, right? If you're going up in rank, then you have to realize, oh, I am 100% like not I'm not at this level, and so there's new knowledge for me to gain. And so you have to kind of erase everything you know, because you're trying to get better at the game.
Mm-hmm. And you have to like potentially re-examine and reformat like the way that you play, the way that you think, the things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like I was watching a Leth video earlier in the week, I think, and one of his rank things, and he ended up queuing into some people that were lower than him. And he was like, oh, like just casually mentioned this, people down in this rank, like 1700, they just kind of go like they don't respect the opponents and they don't respect the ability of the of the players on the other team to the degree that pros have to. And he specifically said the degree that pros have to because pros can do whatever they want whenever they want, like from any position pretty much, and it's a very different game. And granted, they're on the scale of 2100 versus 1700 to like 400 MMR, but still you can use that if you're playing 100 MMR down and you're like a C2 playing in C1 or even down all the way in Diamond 3, where you're like, no, I do have to recognize that they are playing a different game, but I can also abuse that game because I'm just like, I know what I can do here. I know my abilities. I know what's available to me and I know what they are covering because that's the, I know what they're probably expecting me to be able to do. So I'll just do something that they're not expecting me to be able to do and then just get out. Take advantage of them.
Yep, there you go. There, brilliant revelation, Waps. How do you feel about your revelation?
I'm very happy with it. I'm sure everybody's had it before in their lives, but I wanted to say it.
Well, I wouldn't be so...
Somebody's had it before in their life, but I wanted to say it.
Well, no, because I think the big thing is, like a lot of people, when they rank down, they just, like, complain. Like, you know what I mean?
It's it's easy to look at your teammates and be like, oh my god, y'all are garbage. Because those are the ones that you're looking at the most because you're trying to rotate around them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. But you gotta look at the opponents and be like, oh my god, y'all are garbage. And take that as something that's super easy for you.
Perfect. I think we've gone on somewhere here. If I don't want to toot my own horn. All right. Or yours, I guess, in this case. So with that all being said, I think we can maybe move on to the esports or no?
The esports corner.
I think we do occasionally.
That I'm sure you.
Oh, you sent me a link. Wow, what is this? You sent me a link.
I sent you a link that I'm sure you don't have. It was not found by me. It was found by, I'm pretty sure it was Flux. Let me just double check in our Discord. Sent a whole 4 days ago.
There you go.
3 days ago.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. Big updates. For the longest of off seasons, things are actually happening.
And what's happening, Wabs?
Do you want to go through it? That's why I sent
actually.
You
well, okay, yeah. Well, we'll go through it, but I think like I'll go through everything that is happening really quickly, and you can look up all of these. These are happening essentially up through the next year or so. Mm-hmm. So how do I even start this?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a surprising amount of things that are happening. I did not expect to see this. Most of it's like relatively small scale, you know, a couple thousand dollars.
So okay, essentially there's community tournaments. Let's go through them, okay? So the community tournaments that we have are as follows. We have the Salt Mine 3 organized by the Chalkcast Johnny Boy.
Always exciting, honestly. Like for those of you who have gone through the 5-ish years of listening to this podcast and how much we talk about ones, both in positive and negative, and haven't managed to watch a Salt Mine, considering there's nothing like official happening, there's a lot happening for Rocket League, but nothing like really
nothing
official happening.
Yeah.
This is the moment. Like this is the time to go and watch Salt Mine, go and get all the storylines. Like they make the storylines. They're super interesting. These ones matches are incredible. Some of the best way that like you can improve your own play and just watch some of the highest level Rocket League that exists. Like, you know, people knew about Zen partially because of Johnny Boy's tournaments, including like the Salt Mine. So this is something that we should definitely be or that you should definitely have on your radar. It's happening October 3rd to 11th. So we have a whole week there.
Wow, this isn't on the link you sent me.
No, it's not. I went to look it up because I was really excited about Saltman 3.
You are very excited. Definitely go check it out. It's some good commentary. And it's kind of funny too, right? Like it's a little bit different vibe than your typical.
Yeah. It's not quite as professional. It's a little bit more like riffing off each other. It's fun.
Okay, I'm going to go through the rest of them really quickly because I think the main thing that we're trying to get from this is the discussion of community events on the off season. Yep. The Draw Season 2, so that's Rizzo and Jamespot. We have Star Chasers Showdown by Radiant. We have The Gauntlet by Rocket League Oceania. Regional Rumble by Asia Pro League Twitter. APL Esports, sorry. Bandits on Wheels, Fall Showdown. This is by Tactical Banditry. Rocket Street LATAM Championships 2023 is also coming up. This is from Brazil and in like Latin America. Flip and Spin by Webedia. Rendezvous by Rocket Baguette. Okay, Rocket Baguette is pretty well known as well. And so those are all the events that are happening. You can look them up individually should you be interested. The point of me kind of going...
There's a lot of like very specific regional tournaments that are happening, which is like interesting. A lot of it is region specific. So, you know, if you want to go and rep a region or watch whatever's happening in whatever region, this is honestly telling you where to look for those specific things and when they're happening.
Yeah, it's perfect. So this is the thing we're going to talk about, right? We've had the rumor that we're going to have the super long off season, which was confirmed at some point in the last month. I'm not a very good, unlike Wabs, I clearly don't put out the extra mile to get links. But is that too much? Too much? No.
I scroll through our Discord. I put in so much effort.
So much effort. And that's what we expect from you. Essentially what we want to talk about here is the fact that they've allowed breathing space to actually have community events. And I don't think this is a bad thing because we're talking about how every other scene has let its community be more part of the scene. And I think what's ended up happening in the last 3 years, I would say, is we've professionalized even more. Like the Rocket League scene as a whole has professionalized, if that word makes sense. And so I think what this really just allows is for us to be able to let those community tournaments breathe. And if this is going to be a regular thing, I don't mind it at all. Or is this, you know, if the push is going to be to have the World Championships in October or November, like that's another thing they could look to. But actually, I think if they do this for a couple of years, like people are going to be pretty comfortable with it. It doesn't mean people will be more hyped for RLCS when it comes back. But I think this, like one of the things, and one of the things that we've talked about for a while is the amount of people that are kind of, you know, that greater community, right? Growing that greater community. And we actually need events like this for niche local audiences to be able to actually attach themselves to the game more. And I think this is just great. That's kind of my first thoughts on it. What are your first thoughts, Wabs?
No, that's pretty much it. Like, I fully agree. This is just really, really good for overall engagement with the thing. You know, community tournaments have been very much overshadowed, you know, kind of rightly so, but just overshadowed overall by the existence of RLCS is like the only thing that really exists with, you know, a little bit of highlights of CRL at the most. Like at the most, where like, you know, one weekend there wasn't a RLCS like tournament that was happening because it was the CRL finals. That was the only time that it really ever happened, at least from the previous year. And, you know, like that's kind of a shame. Like we want to see more community tournaments. We've wanted to, at least in the past, see more community tournaments, see more engagement with the community, more smaller level things that are happening, things for the bubble scene, things for individual regions and things like that. Like I'm pretty sure the draw specifically smaller teams, or am I thinking of something else? Because I'm just thinking with Rizzo and Jamespot, it might be similar to...
No, that one pits top RLCS teams against... No, against rising competitors. So that's kind of the point. It's supposed to be the bubble scene versus the pros, I guess.
Yeah, which is like, you know, having an actual way that for bubble to exist or a place for bubble to exist is like honestly really good right now. It's very much a needed thing. We can't just have like, we can't rely on 13-year-old prodigies to keep on refreshing the player base. At some point we're gonna run out.
We can.
There's a new one that's recently come out in North America.
A new one. It's not even a human anymore. They released the next gen 13-year-old that's gonna take over the Rocket League scene. It's an expansion pack to the Rocket League esports series.
Yeah. So that's fun. But yeah. But the only thing that I'll say is that it's kind of a shame not seeing any 2v2. I still wish that there was more like representation of 2v2, but at the very least there's the 1v1 tournament. Like, there's still Salt Mine. That's really the only thing I can say. I'm just, other than like, I'm happy to see this amount. Like, there's something, I'm sure there's going to be something happening every week. You just have to do a little bit more effort than hopping on the Twitch and clicking on Rocket League Esports.
I mean, you probably could on the weekends. I'm going to be honest, right? Hop on Twitch, look at Rocket League Esports. You might be able to find some stuff. Rephrase. Browse Rocket League on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. You have to look at the Rocket League tab to see what's streaming.
Let's go back even further, right? Team Liquid. That's where the streams are at. Good old Blip TV. There's your Starker reference for the week. No, that's great. I think that's just general great. It's not, you know, we were thinking, oh, what's going to happen? Then you're like, and then they like announce this and you're like, oh no, that makes.
Oh, things actually happened. I can't be mad about this.
Us doing community events is a great idea. So there you go. And I'm sure we'll watch this. Yeah, we'll have things to talk. I mean, it was interesting because like one season where they kind of like died down a little bit after the end of Worlds. There was a season that we happened like with Ty, we happened to be playing in like a tournament. Mm-hmm. So it was funny how our podcast morphed into like us talking about playing in those games.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of funny how like things like that happen. So like this will be community tournament talk for a little bit.
Yeah.
All the way leading up to our main event, episode 250.
Oh yeah,
50 year anniversary, which I've, you know, Wabs, I think I've gotten back on my word.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna just do a show like this, no camera, just us, but it's gonna be a super long show. Because you know what? Wait, listen, it's a 5 year anniversary. It's a big show. There's gonna be a lot of announcements. How about we do it the way we do every show, right?
Yeah, we go back to our roots.
The reason people are here, all right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what we shall do, because actually it'll get us a chill vibe. Mm-hmm. And then it will be I feel like a monster show though. Like we got, and it's so like the plan at this point though is to wherever episode 250 lands. Okay. And just because I know, like it might be in January, right? It might be like a week or two after what the official 50th year anniversary show is, but I just want to do one. And I think that'll be the most proper way for it. And I think it'll be a lot of news on that one. Will there be a lot of drinks? Who knows? You can't see us.
Yeah, you'll never know.
You'll never know.
Were there drinks on this episode? You'll never know. Make your theories. Only for the StarCraft references. We all know that.
Yeah, but that wasn't us, that's the listeners. Sorry, I tried to drink water really loud. Water. Really loudly,
water,
but it didn't really work.
Sure. We get you. We see you.
There you go. Okay, so the community events, we talked about that. There's some rumors, there's some juicy gossip, or no, Wabs?
Do we want to talk about like current confirmed player swaps?
Is it confirmed? Yeah, we can talk
know
about
here. Let's go over the small handful that I'm aware of. For
there
the
was a big
week.
One like not too long ago, I feel.
Yeah, I don't know if they have an org yet. I haven't seen anything with an org, but Squishy Gimmick.
Okay, Squishy Gimmick. Yeah, uh-huh.
Back to the old C9. We're almost there.
Well, we've known for a long time that Squishy and Gimmick have been like friends, despite C9 breaking up. So like this doesn't really surprise me. I think, you know, this is one of those picks that you're like, okay, let's get 16th place in every tournament. And people are going to know our names. So people are going to watch us. And like, if you're an org that has nothing going for them, this is a good team to pick up, right? Like,
that's what you think it's going to be.
Is that far too cynical? That's far too cynical, isn't it?
I think that's way too cynical.
Sorry, the squishy gimmick part of it, that does make... It's one of those things where, like... I know it's kind of sad, but, like, part of me just understands this scene at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Is the new expansion pack, what'd you call him? Aqua, is he the new expansion pack?
Aqua's been around... Aqua was actually the new expansion pack, like... 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay, well,
there was
it's one of those things where I feel like, okay, this could be a really good team, but like, it, the amount of pure talent, like the amount of kids, like this game has been out for 8 years, right? The amount of random like 12 year olds that are now like, not even 12 year olds, 10 year olds that started playing, they're now 18.
Yeah,
not even 10 year olds, 8 year olds that start playing, and then now we're 16 and can participate, and you're like, I can see this team doing very well. I can even see a top four finish, but I do not see them winning anything major. And I think, is that unfair? Am I setting it up to fail? Is it my fault that when they fail inevitably, Wabs?
So
is this too cynical?
I don't know.
Answer was yes.
I'm not going to say yes with that, because this could be surprisingly really well, like a really well-rounded team, to be honest.
I don't know what it's gonna be, but I know I'm gonna wash.
True, that's very true.
That's kind of the point,
about this, Aqua has been a person that I've been like, I don't know why this kid isn't placing higher. Like, Aqua has been, literally since he came out, I've always been like, oh, that's a name that's like recognizable, good player, like I would expect a lot from Aqua. I think I have actually said this on the podcast before, where I was just like, that's how I think about him. And I don't know why, because like there hasn't been results, but I think that it's probably still warranted, even, you know, not necessarily knowing why. That being said, there's also, you know, Squishy and Gimmick, who are two players who have teamed together to less than ideal results at the end of the career, but also that was how many years ago? Like how long have they been removed from each other? So I don't really
like
think
2 years
gonna,
at least, yeah,
right? Like I don't think there's going to be too much of a bias, too much of like a prior history that, you know, they play off of each other or whatever else. I don't
well
think
maybe
it's
a good
be...
thing there's a break, you know, you gotta
yeah, exactly, gotta like I think it, this could actually networks. Be super good. Yeah. They have their own history or their new experiences with their own teams that they've been dealing with and like going through. So I kind of expect it to be really good. And like, I know for a fact that Squishy is still like kind of weirdly goated, even though I'm like always been super critical of Squishy, or at least I have been since.
I think we have been unfair to Squishy probably because the role that he had to play in order for that team to actually...
Exactly.
function was very different from the role that he's always been.
Yep.
And so it's really, and everyone knows Squishy has the talent, right? But it's mm-hmm. it's whether these new teams and maybe this new break and then like a new RLCS next season, whether you can get back on the grind, but also like a little bit rediscover yourself, you know?
Exactly. And that's what I want to see from Squishy, at least. I want to see that rediscovery. I want to see that new, like the new motivation. I think that it's super doable, and I don't necessarily expect it, but I think that it's very, very possible. And I think it could be strong. I genuinely do think that this could be strong. It might be like overhyped and underhyped at the same time, just because of Squishy and Gimmick, like who they are. But like I've, especially with like, we don't know who any of the other teams currently really are. Everybody else is still pretty much free agents, so there's a lot of that going on as well. But there's definitely like some solid potential, and it should be kept in mind.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know what the other big one was?
It came out today. No, definitely not. If it came out today. I don't know.
Farrah is leaving Vitality. Which is shocking. I don't like. And do you want to know why Fair is leaving Vitality?
Why is Fair leaving Vitality?
For Karmic Core.
Casey, are you kidding me?
Yep.
No, I'm going to listen to Wabs as Karmic Core wins championship. Ah! The worst. No, right? Actually, that's pretty good.
let's just be the best dynasty. Let's just be the best team in the world. Then we just could break a.
You know, I kind of respect it. Well, okay, there's two things. So legacy wise, I don't respect it because now we can't even have that like debate about like I. Vitality that won the world championship was the best team performance and team for this breadth of period that there's ever existed in Rocket League, but they will not have the legacy of some other teams. Oh, you're saying without Farah, they can keep that spiritual succession that we've once talked about and then keep it going. But we're gonna find out. Wabs, okay, when Wabs says he's been very vocal of the support of Farah, I'm just kind of like, Wabs, on this podcast? I don't know, sorry, because all I imagine is Wabs just like talking to a wall. Just being like, Farah is really good. I'm messing with that. I'm gonna be honest. I'm messing with you. I totally get it. It's just sometimes like, especially because like we do the podcast in like our pairs, right? So like sometimes like I haven't heard Wabs talk about Farah in 2 months, you know, and it's like vocal. That's fair. All right, contract BS aside, I think part of me is like, you know, we've been talking about like what would be the best team to see, and Farah's just like, I know. I'm gonna make a team even better than this Vitality team and take all their secrets while I'm at it. Nah, none. There you go. And I think all our listeners are as well. And maybe in the off season we'll get some glimpses at these new teams, right? So that'll be exciting. Yeah. There you go. I think that's where we'll wind the show down, Wabs. Any final thoughts to give to our listeners? Yeah, any All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So your homework, because that's what we're all here for, right? Homework. Should you choose to accept it, is find the time you have to wake up regularly during your week and go to sleep 7 to 8 hours before that. Not the other way around. Do that for 1 week and you'll enjoy life a lot more. So yeah, I'll give you that. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time. I, as always, enjoy this. I hope Wabs enjoys this. I hope the listeners enjoy this. And yeah, we're on our, you know, the world championship might be over, but our big main event, the 5-year anniversary, we're on the road. So see ya. Peace. Winter is coming.